Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Kobel. And now, play ball. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Belanger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garcia fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Johnson covering. It's a double play. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Castro now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavill. Berry reaches second base with a double. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Orioles. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Castro covering, for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Money takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Ken Berry. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Orioles, 5, Brewers, 5. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Murphy now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is walked intentionally. Boog Powell pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Earl Williams now catching. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gritch moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gritch scores. Davis moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing right field. Rich Coggins now playing left field. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant Jackson now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Dave Johnson now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-5 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.